The Los Annaville Times is made possible in part by a grant from the Kenwood Silverton Madera Kiwanis Incorporated. Good afternoon, everyone. This is John Pauley with this week's edition of Los Annaville Times. I've been reading from the book 100 Things to Do in Cincinnati Before You Die, written by Rick Pender, published in the year 2016. It does have a bucket on the cover of this book to indicate that it is a bucket list of 100 things to do, and I'm sure in the last few years maybe something else has been added that would need to be on this list, but right now, we've got the top 100 that Rick Pender believes are things you need to do or see or experience. We're now into the last few things to do here. We're in the shopping and fashion part of the book. We're at number 96 of the 100, so just a few more to go. Browse art and meet artists at Pendleton Art Center. You don't have to be an art connoisseur to check out the Pendleton Art Center, the world's largest collection of artists under one roof. On the final Friday evening, 6 to 10 p.m. of each month, you can browse a honeycomb of galleries spread across 8 floors of a 1909 shoe factory and warehouse with the original pine floors and arched windows 8 feet tall. The Pendleton is now where more than 200 artists get creative on a regular basis with painting, crafts, sculpture, metalwork, jewelry, photography, and more. If you're serious about building a local art collection, this is the place to start. If you see things you like, you can come back on the Saturday after Final Friday from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. for Art in Action, a chance to hear lectures, meet the artists, and view and purchase their artwork. It's at 1310 Pendleton Street in Cincinnati. Phone number 513-559-3958. PendletonArtCenter.com. PendletonArtCenter.com. And there's a tip. Take the elevator to the 8th floor. It's a rickety old freight job, but it'll get you there. And work your way down. It's tough to see all 8 floors in 1 4-hour evening, so plan to come back another Final Friday. Now moving on to number 97, get fired up at Bromwell's. The oldest business in Cincinnati began in 1819. Over the course of nearly two centuries, it's been owned and managed by just 3 families. At Bromwell's downtown studio store, you'll find top-quality fireplaces and accessories, as well as distinctive home furnishings and gifts. They're the go-to place to find fireplace inserts, gas and electric logs, outdoor fireplaces and grills, furniture, lighting, mantles and mantel shelves, wall decor, and more, and art. Everything is on display in settings that help you imagine the total picture. Even in the 21st century, the hearth is the center of most homes. Bromwell's can help you create one that's eye-catching and distinctively yours. Bromwell's is located at 117 West 4th Street, downtown Cincinnati. Phone number 513-621-0620. And that's website would be bromwells.com, bromwells.com. Now we're on to number 98. 98, refresh your love life with pure romance. Forget the idea that Cincinnati is a stuffy, button-down kind of place. In fact, it's the corporate headquarters for pure romance, the world's fastest-growing woman-to-woman direct seller of relationship enhancement products, otherwise known as sex toys. Via in-home sex-positive parties, Pure Romance markets everything from bedroom accessories to beauty products. Parties are classy and discreet, after some instructive demos, buying is handled privately. The company has grown to a $150 million business in 2015. It's headquartered in a sleek corporate office in downtown Cincinnati. Empowering women is a serious goal of the company, and sexual health education is an important focus. The company's founder launched the Patty Brisbane Foundation for Women's Sexual Health in 2006, and it's raised $3 million to support women's sexual health education, research, and community programming. Pure Romance headquarters is at 655 Plum Street in Cincinnati. Phone number 866-766-2623 or 866-ROMANCE. Website pureromance.com, pureromance.com. Well, we're up to number 99 on the list. Find the perfect wedding gown and more in the Reading Bridal District. Planning a wedding? In the quiet Cincinnati suburb of Reading, you can shop till you drop in North America's largest bridal district, featuring more than 44 wedding-related businesses and services along a 2-mile stretch of West Benson Street. The Reading Bridal District features more than 10 gown stores, with a total inventory of 9,000 wedding dresses and 2,500 choices for bridesmaids. Other vendors in the neighborhood include Tux Rentals, photographers, florists, bakers, makeup artists, caterers and event planners, invitation printers, music, and entertainment services. Visit the district and you'll find yourself in the company of brides-to-be, bridesmaids, and mothers from all over the Midwest. The Reading Bridal District between 11 and 339 West Benson Street, Reading Road and Church Street in Reading. ReadingBridalDistrict.com. 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 And finally, we've done it. We've gotten through all of the list of the 100, except for this one, number 100. Put a lid on it at Batsakes Hat Shop. Gus Miller was 17 when he arrived in Cincinnati from Greece to work in his uncle's hat shop. He swept floors at first, but before long, he learned about making hats. He's still at it today, and his clients have included opera star Luciano Pavarotti, Presidents Reagan, Bush, and Bush, Bengals owner and coach Paul Brown, and singers from Tony Bennett to Bob Dylan. Batsakes isn't just a place where hats are sold. They're made by hand on site, tailored for individuals. Customers, local, national, and international, come back again and again. Once you've found the perfect hat, sit in one of the 6 seats on the shoeshine stand and be polished from head to toe. Batsakes Hat Shop at 1 West 6th Street, Cincinnati. Phone number 513-721-9345. And as kind of an addendum or an addition to this book, it has suggested itineraries, so you can do several of these things in, I guess, one stop, all in one day. So you can ride the number one bus, Queen City Metro Bus Route number 1, follows an arts and culture route from Mount Adams and Eden Park to the Museum Center. It's an easy way to take in the following items, plus other downtown, Convention Center, City Hall, and over the Rhine, School for the Creative and Performing Arts, stops. And you can purchase a day pass for $4.50 and ride all day long. You can buy it on the bus or at the Metro Sales Office at 120 East 4th Street, downtown, across from Government Square. Mingle with the butterflies at Crone Conservatory. Get dramatic at the Cincinnati Playhouse in the Park. explore Cincinnati's historic creativity at the Cincinnati Art Museum, drop in on a historic Taft family home for fine art, wet your whistle at Fountain Square, enjoy opera or a symphony concert at Cincinnati Music Hall, compete with your neighbors in a recreational kickball league, and visit museums in a historic train station. Now that's the Ride the Number One Bus Tour. The Classic Cincinnati Tour. Have a three-way in a Cincinnati chili parlor. Belly up to Cincinnati's oldest bar. Take in the view with your favorite date at Prima Vista. Get some Geta. Try wispy thin pancakes at Sugar and Spice. Sample French pot ice cream from Grater's. Get boisterous at Izzy's. Revel in a palace of Art Deco at the Carew Tower. Have world-famous ribs at Montgomery Inn Boathouse. And visit Alabama Fish Bar for your birthday. So those are that's the Classic Cincinnati Tour. Probably not be able to do all that in one day, and probably not be able to do all the Ride to the Number One Bus stops in one day, but, you know, you can pace yourself. Now we have a family-friendly kid stuff tour. Eat like a kid at Tom and Chi. Sample some of Cincinnati's best burgers. Try wispy thin pancakes at Sugar and Spice. Dig into Cincinnati's baseball history at the Reds Hall of Fame. Take a spin on Carol Ann's Carousel at Smale Riverfront Park. Speed around twists and turns at Kings Island. Make like Mark Twain and ply the Ohio River on a BB riverboat. Ride a duck and splash onto the Ohio River. Experience sculpture in the great outdoors at Pyramid Hill. Mingle with butterflies at Crone Conservatory. Visit museums in a historic train station. Or meet a two-head calf at Beringer Crawford Museum. So that is your list of family-friendly kid stuff type sites and adventures. Now we have bottoms up. So this is going to have something to do, I think, with eating and drinking. Sample some of Cincinnati's best burgers. Drink beer and do the chicken dance at Oktoberfest. Mix it up with Molly Wellman. Take a spin through craft beer heaven. Sample historic brews at Moorline Lager House, or have an exquisite dinner surrounded by elegance at Orchids at Palm Court. That again is your bottoms up. So a lot of drinking going on there. The historic destinations. Spend the night like a president at the Golden Lamb. Peruse historic ads at the American Sign Museum. Learn about Jewish cultural heritage at Skirball Museum. Feel the reality of slavery at the Freedom Center. Drop in on a historic Taft family home for fine art. Visit Ripley and learn about the Underground Railroad. Tunnel into local history on an American Legacy tour. See where Harriet Beecher Stowe began, Uncle Tom's Cabin. And visit the birthplace of America's 27th president. So that's your historic destinations list. Next, we have food fantasies. So we had the drinking, now we have the food. Eat like a German immigrant at Mecklenburg Gardens. Indulge your sweet tooth at Holtman's Donuts. Dine in a hallowed restaurant space at Boca. Enjoy a steak, meet a celeb at a Jeff Ruby Steakhouse. Try some of Mita's legendary Spanish and Latin American recipes. Chat with a legendary chef at Jean Robert's Table. Sample authentic Mexican fare at Mazunte. Make like Marie Antoinette with cake from the Bonbonnerie. Have an exquisite dinner surrounded by elegance at Orchids at Palm Court. And finally, line up for barbecue at Eli's. So those are your food fantasies. If you are a shopaholic, you can buy the historic ceramic art at Rookwood Pottery. Or be animal-friendly and stylish in faux furs from Donna Salyers. Put a lid on it at Batsake's Hat Shop. Find the perfect wedding gown and more in the Reading Bridal District. Explore 6 acres of groceries at Jungle Jim's. Shop green and eat healthy at Park and Vine. Browse art and meet artists at Pendleton Art Center. Or get fired up at Bromwell's. So there's your shopaholics list. Then we have sports. hang out with world-class tennis players at the Western and Southern Open. Compete with your neighbors in a recreational kickball league. Lace up your running shoes for the Flying Pig Marathon. Horse around the belt at Belterra Park. Get rough with the Cincinnati Roller Girls at Cincinnati Gardens. Pedal a bike around Cincinnati and Northern Kentucky. Dig into Cincinnati's baseball history at the Reds Hall of Fame. Kick around a soccer game with FC Cincinnati at Nippert Stadium. Start your engine at Kentucky Speedway, or get ready to rumble in the jungle. Again, those are all your sports. Now we have outdoors. Groove with music in the great outdoors at Riverbend. Explore ancient Indian mounds via Morgan's Canoe Livery. Ooh and awe at spectacular fireworks on the banks of the Ohio. Experience sculpture in the great outdoors at Pyramid Hill. Compete with your neighbors in a recreational kickball league. Take a dip in a giant swimming pool at Coney Island. Walk across the Ohio River on the Roebling Suspension Bridge, or pedal a bike around Cincinnati and Northern Kentucky. And there's your great outdoors. Oh, there's more. March with your neighbors in the Reds opening day parade. And then lastly, join Paddle Fest on the Ohio River. Again, that's now completes your outdoor list. Creative choices. Browse art and meet artists at Pendleton Art Center. Throw your voice around at Vent Haven Museum. Sing your heart out and make friends. Get dramatic at the Cincinnati Playhouse in the Park. Get weird during the Cincinnati Fringe Festival at No Theater. Watch musical theater talent trained for Broadway at CCM. Find out what's new in dance from Cincinnati Ballet. See an indie movie at the Esquire. Explore Cincinnati's historic creativity at the Cincinnati Art Museum. Count toothpicks at Pompilio's Restaurant. I don't know that they had that in the food fantasies. That would be a place to go eat, too. Drop in on a historic Taft family home for fine art. Enjoy authentic bluegrass tunes at the Comet. See the newest art at the Contemporary Arts Center. And search for murals on walls all over town. And those are your creative choices if you'd like to be in the creative mood. Now they have activities by season. So, if you want to do something in the spring, get weird during the Cincinnati Fringe Festival at No Theater. Lace up your running shoes for the Flying Pig Marathon. Get rough with the Cincinnati Roller Girls at Cincinnati Gardens. Compete with your neighbors in a recreational kickball league. Join Paddle Fest on the Ohio River. Again, these are all in spring. Kick around a soccer ball with FC Cincinnati at Nippert Stadium. Have a picnic among Cincinnatians from the past at Spring Grove Cemetery. Pray the Immaculata Steps on Good Friday. Mingle with butterflies at Crone Conservatory. March with your neighbors in the opening day parade. Now moving on to summer. A lot of summer activities. Ooh and awe at spectacular fireworks on the banks of the Ohio. Dress up and get down with R&B stars at the Cincinnati Music Festival. Join Paddle Fest on the Ohio River. Ride a duck and splash into the Ohio River. Groove with music in the great outdoors at Riverbend. Hang out with world-class tennis players at the Western and Southern Open. Start your engines at Kentucky Speedway. Visit Ripley and learn about the Underground Railroad. Search for murals on walls all over town. Dig into Cincinnati's baseball history at the Reds Hall of Fame. Speed around twists and turns at Kings Island. Take a dip in a giant swimming pool at Coney Island. Throw your voice around at Vent Haven Museum. Pay a visit to legendary thoroughbreds at Kentucky Horse Park. So those are your summer activities. Moving into fall, drink beer and do the chicken dance at Oktoberfest. Tune in to an up-and-coming band during Midpoint Music Festival. Experience diversity at historic Findlay Market. Find out what's new in dance from Cincinnati Ballet. Get ready to rumble in the jungle. Experience sculpture in the great outdoors at Pyramid Hill. And finally, explore Cincinnati's Jewish heritage at the Plum Street Temple. And then for winter, witness a medieval holiday pageant at Christ Church Cathedral. Get fired up at Bromwell's. Beat the odds at Jack's Cincinnati Casino. Drop in on a historic Taft family home for fine art. Browse art and meet artists at Pendleton Arts Center. Watch musical theater talent train for Broadway at CCM. Explore 6 acres of groceries at Jungle Jim's. And finally, learn about Jewish cultural heritage at Skirball Museum. And so that wraps up this book. There is something on the back cover that I'll read to you. Cincinnati has been an important, intriguing city since its founding in 1788. One of America's largest metropolises in the 19th century, it was known as the Gateway to the West. To reach the American frontier, most travelers ferried down the Ohio River. In Cincinnati, they enjoyed a refined stop before heading to less civilized regions. In the mid-19th century, thousands of German immigrants found new homes in Cincinnati, a city reminiscent of the European regions they left behind. These industrious people established institutions and businesses that continue to give the city its unique identity, from music to beer to the arts. It's a locale that thrives on entrepreneurial spirit and blends the industrial Midwest with the hospitable South. In 100 Things to Do in Cincinnati Before You Die, you'll be pointed to many facets of the Queen City to explore. Fine and casual dining, arts and culture, fascinating history, great sports traditions, and some uniquely local shopping opportunities are all described in this informative book. It's sure to keep visitors entertained and provide lifelong Cincinnatians with a few surprises. A Cincinnati, and then there's a little biography here of Rick Pender, the author of this book, a Cincinnati journalist, radio celebrity, step-on tour guide, an urban resident, Rick Pender has covered and promoted events and arts for more than 3 decades. Read his columns and features in City Beat and on WCPO.com/insider. Hear his interviews on WVXU-FM. Enjoy his theater commentaries on Facebook at Stages and Scenes, or contact him through everythingsondheim.org. So, that wraps up the book, 100 Things to Do in Cincinnati Before You Die. Again, it was written by Rick Pender, published in the year 2016. And I kind of looked through all 100 to figure out how many of those I had accomplished in my lifetime. And you know, I was kind of surprised. Some of them I'm not real clear on if I did when I was a kid or something like that. But you know, I found that from the list, I had done 44 of them, which, you know, isn't quite half, but it's a fairly substantial number, more than I probably would have thought I had done. You know, like the three ways at Skyline Chili or Gold Star. I mean, Skyline was my chili parlor of choice. Started going there in high school, and you know, it became kind of a very, very, very regular part. I've been to Arnold's Bar. I've certainly had my share of graters and have some in the freezer at home right now, actually. They have a s'mores flavor. It's new. It's really good. You need to try it. And then, you know, on to other things that I've tried. I don't know that I've actually gone into the Bonbonnery, but I've had one of some of their cake, and it is, you know, really indescribably good. You know, of course, if you're on a sugar restriction or something, then maybe not the right thing for you to try. But anyway, and I've been to the Golden Lamb and to the Moorline House and places like that. Bogart's, golly, I went to Bogart's probably 45 years ago, you know. So, I mean, I've been there, but I don't know. And Oktoberfest, I'm pretty sure I've been there, you know, and that kind of thing. Taste of Cincinnati, various other places. Anyway, I think that'll wrap it up for today's edition of Los Anaville Times, this week's edition of Los Anaville Times. Until next time, for Radio Reading Service, this is John Pauley. Have a great week. The Los Anaville Times is made possible in part by a grant from the Kenwood Silverton Madera Kiwanis, Incorporated.